KD Country 94 weather.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 86. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 65 tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 88 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 87.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 to the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. As we wrap up our 2023 harvest reports, we wanted to get into Jewel County. We had a chance to chat with Lane Underwood. He said his family's harvest ended this past Sunday, and he gave an update on how everything went for them.
We are located around Esben, western Jewel County, a little bit into eastern Smith County. Had pretty decent wheat. We tore up about half of our wheat, but the wheat we left was actually pretty decent. It ranged from about 35 up to 60. Our test weights were, when we started, were in the 60 to 61. We got a few showers, and that lowered down to about 59 or so, 58 when we finished up. Yeah, we had some weeds in the later planted stuff. It was thin and definitely had some weed pressure coming, but we were able to get it harvested before we had to spray or anything like that. The drought was the main thing. We had a little winter kill. And like I said, it was real thin, but the head size and the kernels and everything compensated quite a bit for the thin stand.
Okay, this will be our final harvest report for 2023. It was an interesting summer wheat harvest. Obviously, a lot of abandoned fields with the drought, and one that I think a lot of producers and even operators of elevators and just in general anybody related with it may want to forget moving forward. But we are finished with our harvest reports, and we do thank Simpson Farm Enterprises, Highway 24 in Beloit, for bringing them to you here this summer on KD Country 94. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
Central Valley Ag adds value to every customer's operation. It can also add value to your career. CVA has job openings in many areas.
All the way from being outdoors to being in the office doing some of the behind-the-scenes accounting work and customer work.
Senior Vice President of Talent Chad Carlson says positions with great pay and benefits are open in Central Valley Ag locations throughout Kansas, eastern Nebraska, and western Iowa. Find your new career at CVACoop.com. You and Central Valley Ag, growing agriculture and your future together.
Snell and Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them for the best in appliances on South Mill in downtown Beloit. I repeat, Snell and Pessinger Appliance, still open and ready to serve you.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that $4.1 million in Community Service Program, CSP, tax credits have been awarded to 36 nonprofit organizations across the state to boost fundraising efforts focusing on improving local access to quality childcare, healthcare, education, arts, and housing. The administration's ongoing commitment to supporting the development of community assets once again includes almost $1 million specifically to address the shortage of childcare options. Local nonprofit organizations across the state are working diligently to address issues that have a tremendous impact on communities, the Kansans who live there, and their quality of life, said the governor. The Community Service Tax Credit Program is a valuable tool that allows the state to support their efforts. CSP tax credits have been issued in the Sunflower State since 1994. The program provides a 70% tax credit to qualified donors in rural communities, populations less than 15,000, and a 50% tax credit in larger communities. The credits are a direct deduction from the donor's state tax obligation. The CSP program amplifies fundraising activities for nonprofits and boosts large capital campaigns. Any individual or business subject to Kansas income tax is eligible to receive a tax credit through this program. This year, the CSP will assist six counties with building new or upgrading existing child care facilities. Other community projects across the state include housing for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, a center for youth who have aged out of the foster system, a dormitory for children in acute psychiatric crisis, a community wellness facility, historic renovations, healthcare equipment, and more. And one of those awardees includes, in our area here in North Central Kansas, Sun Porch of Smith Center, a remodel and additions to increase the total capacity of elders served from 11 to 15 in each of the two homes, from 22 to 30 combined, in the total amount of $116,000 in a credit awarded to do that. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osmond Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. Check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. 45th Annual Jewell County Historical Society Threshing Bee taking place beginning tomorrow, Saturday at 8 a.m. and running through 5 p.m. on Sunday, July 16th. It'll be at the Mankato City Park and Jewell County Historical Society grounds. And it's $10 admission per person, children under 12 free. Features include antique tractor parade, steam engine sawmill and sawed wood auction, blacksmith demo and iron art sale, chainsaw artists, crosscut saw competitions, tractor pulls, garden tractor games, treasure tank, bounce house, food vendors, and chamber-sponsored watermelon popping. Free barbecue Saturday night with admission, $10 a plate. Music in the park Saturday night by Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands, sponsored by Mankato Chamber of Commerce. So join them in the fun, the 45th Annual Jewell County Historical Society Threshing Bee, taking place this weekend at the Mankato City Park and the Jewell County Historical Society grounds. And you could donate blood in honor of Keller King coming up on Wednesday, July the 19th from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., sponsored by SNS Drug. That blood drive will take place at Beloit Elementary School Multipurpose Room at 1201 North Bell. And if you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can call the American Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Our players are the reason why we got to AT&T, had success last year. But it's a new year, and we've been talking about that since we got back in mid-January, that you need to stay humble, you need to eat crumbs, you need to stay hungry.
K-State football coach Chris Klieman at Big 12 Media Day is saying his team needs to turn the page and get set for 2023. We'll have more from Coach Klieman coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, summer baseball tournaments. Also, K-18 State softball starts Saturday. A couple area athletes will play in the Shrine Bowl Saturday in Hayes. The Royals are back in action, and a look at Wimbledon. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Double-A American Legion Zone Tournament finished on Thursday in Beloit, Concordia beating Marysville in the semifinal matchup 8-1, and Beloit beat Marysville 7-6 in the consolation semis to eliminate Marysville, and that punched Beloit's ticket to the state tournament as well. Concordia did win the championship over Beloit 10-3, but they automatically qualify for the Legion State Tournament as a host. They take two teams from each zone, so Beloit qualifies for the state tournament next week, July 19th through 23rd in Concordia. K-18 East Region semis at Concordia as well on Thursday.
Clay Center beat Beloit Red 8-5. Smith Center Red winning over Russell 8-7. The finals tonight in Concordia at Doyen Field. Beloit Red against Russell at 6:30. And 25 minutes after that in the championship, Clay Center will play Smith Center Red. Pee Wee District Baseball in District 1 at Cortland. Semifinals, Beloit Ironbirds over Pike Valley 6-2. The Concordia Chevys beat Belleville Harslev 7-3. Finals for this evening at 6:30 in the third place game. Pike Valley takes on Belleville Harslev. And in the championship game, the Beloit Ironbirds take on the Concordia Chevys at 8 o'clock. District 2 at Smith Center, Osborne a 2-0 win over Wakanda, and the Beloit Grasshoppers beat the Concordia Knights 6-2. Finals with third place Wakanda against Concordia Knights at 6:30, and Osborne will take on the Beloit Grasshoppers at 8 o'clock. The top three teams in each district advance to the state tournament in Pee Wee Baseball. You can find the full brackets at ncksports.com. Also coming up on Saturday, the K-18 State Softball Tournament in Lucas. Osborne County will play against Oakley in Game 1 at 10 o'clock. Game 2 will have Scott City against Norton Phillipsburg 30 minutes following Game 1, and then 30 minutes following Game 2 will be the third game of the day between Plainville and the Osborne County Oakley winner. This whole tournament is scheduled to be played Saturday and Sunday. You can find that bracket at ncksports.com as well. Finally, in local sports, the 50th Kansas Shrine Bowl is set to take place Saturday at Fort Hays State's Lewis Field. When the East and West kick off, two area players will be carrying on school and family traditions for the West squad. Beloit's Grady Seipert and Smith Center's Coy Harris-Snape are the latest in a very long line of Shrine Bowl players from their schools. Seifert coming off of an outstanding career, Saturday will be the final game in high school before he heads out to play football at Kansas. He was the 2A Defensive Player of the Year each of the last two seasons, according to Sports in Kansas. First team All-State selection in Class 2A each of the past two seasons. According to Shrine Bowl records, Seifert is a 22nd Beloit Trojan to play in the game. He joins his dad, Casey, who played in 1997 as well. He's excited to represent Beloit in one last high school game.
I'm glad that I was given the opportunity to play for my school and for this team one last time. The shared experiences that we've been able to have with people from last year, like Brennan Walker, and like two people with this year, it's just been amazing.
It's just been an awesome experience all around. It's amazing to be able to play for something bigger than myself and one more last high school game.
Also rich in Shrine Bowl tradition, the Smith Center Redmen have had a long list of participants. Coy Harris-Snape is the 33rd Smith Center player to be part of the game. His brother Colton played in the game just last summer. Coy was a first-team All-State offensive lineman and won it as a senior and helped pave the way for a rushing attack that went for over 3,400 yards and 49 touchdowns in 2022. Harris-Snape offered his thoughts on representing Smith Center for the final time and what advice he received from his brother Colton's experience last summer.
He told me that it was a great experience. Just make some good friends, because some of these guys that you meet here are going to be your best friends for the rest of your life. And he said just make sure to pay attention and really feel what the kids are going through when you get to have that hospital experience. It's super awesome to be able to put on the pads with that red helmet one last time. I feel honored to be in such a prestige group of Smith Center athletes.
Coy Harris-Snape of Smith Center and Grady Seifert from Beloit will play for the West squad in Saturday night's Shrine Bowl. The game, which benefits Shriners Hospitals for Children, will kick off at 7 o'clock in Hayes. On the college gridiron, K-State coach Chris Klieman took the podium at Big 12 Media Days in Arlington on Thursday. The Wildcats coming off of a season where they won the Big 12 championship, finished with a 10-4 record, and heading into 2023, they're picked to finish second by the media, only behind Texas. Klieman touched on the respect and what it means to be the hunted this season.
I'm kind of excited about it, actually. But in this league, I think everybody circles every game. I've never bought into one game is more important than another, because if you do, what are you going to tell your players the next week, that this one's not quite as important? But yeah, to be the hunted, the fact that we're the defending Big 12 champs means nothing when you go into that game.
Well, more from Klieman on the Sports Ticket today, and you can always catch that on the Sports Ticket podcast at kittycountry94.com. With the All-Star break in the books, Kansas City Royals are back on the field tonight as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays. Royals 26-65. Rays are 58-35. Three-game set starting at 7:10 tonight at the K. Finally, in sports, in tennis, women's semifinals took place in Wimbledon on Thursday. Marketa Vondrasova and Ons Jabeur are on to the final on the women's side. The men's semi is taking place today. Jannik Sinner faces Novak Djokovic, and Carlos Alcaraz meets Daniil Medvedev in London. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northwestern Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.